Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
From the kitchen. It is a very good evening to you and how you be at 11:04 on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen, 345 Hudson Street, the one and only Paulie Rosenberg. Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the kitchen and the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a four-hour Monday schmooze right up until 3 on your fan, New York City.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement.
Cam Newton to New England was the best fit. He is now a Patriot.
New England, the Patriot and me.
Newton, end zone, alone again. Touchdown, Funchess.
I've already covered this.
Play action from Newton, and the pass is caught. That's Benjamin, and that's a first down. Newton protected, pass caught. Third down and 2, designed run by Newton. He's going
to
get it.
We will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletin.
Why here? Why now? We've been waiting for this answer around Cam, but it finally comes down. Released in March, signed now in June.
New England, the Patriots and me.
Is Cam Newton under center or in the shotgun on September 13th, week 1 for the Pats?
I've already covered it.
Cam Newton fakes a run and now drifts back to throw. It's a comeback route. Lewis Murphy. Murphy making the grab. Newton is hit down very hard after the play. No flag down. Newton slow to get up.
It's hard to find anybody's role on our team that's the same every week.
Cam Newton gingerly walks off the field. Appears to be a sore ankle.
Go look at the film and say, yeah, that's, you know what? He's right.
Still lying on the field and in some discomfort. Newton to throw. Now he's going to run. Newton to the 30. First down, the 25.
Oh, slides
down.
Oh, no.
And he gets hit hard just as he was sliding down. We have tempers flaring on the field. Penalty markers all over the place. Newton hurt.
And that's where it all is going forward.
Newton in trouble. And sacked. And Newton got hit hard.
It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future.
Well, I guess that's it for the rest of the NFL. Why even play, virus notwithstanding, Cam Newton? I guess that ensures the New England Patriots another Super Bowl, of course. Cam Newton. He now joins football's version of the Houston Astros, both know from stealing signs. Newton was the last of the big three without a job to sign after Dalton to America's team and Winston to the Saints. And now Newton to the NFL's number one peeping Tom team, no longer with Tom. Does this make the Patriots better? Well, that's a no-brainer. Consider what they had: a quarterback, two players to be named later, and two players not even that well known by members of their own family. Newton, as we all know, has had with a foot, his plant foot, and with the shoulder, leaving all other body parts vulnerable at the age of 31. If you remember the Alamo, then you certainly remember 2015 when the Newton-led Panthers did wonderful things until they met the Broncos in that very special February football game. Now, since then, Newton, Gettleman, and the Panthers have fallen on very, very tough times. Now only Gettleman and the Panthers continue to fall. Newton makes the Patriots better. That's a given. If he's healthy, not a given. Since the run game now in play for the Patriots with the RPOs and the bootlegs and the end-arounds and with more tight ends around, the roster now with more tight ends than the Chicago Bears, and last we saw they had 10 on the roster. The Patriots now will look a little bit different, looking for the same results they've had in the past. Who isn't excited? The Patriots now have Cam Newton. That's it for the rest of the NFL. Why even suit up? If you're the Jets, you look to the future with Sam. If you're Buffalo, you look to the future with Allen. If you're the Fish, you're going to be looking to the future with Tua. So if you're these three teams right now, the soothsayers say no chance for any of you three other teams in this division. Still, we can only remember what was with Newton, not is, or what could be. He's coming off injury. He's coming into play at 31. He's leaving very warm Carolina for cold Foxborough. Now, Brady, now he could do a lot with deflation and regulation, with reading defenses, with his accuracy, and with that very, very quick release, usually releasing to Edelman and not much else. So now with a 31-year-old coming off the foot and coming off the shoulder, with a new offense lacking multiple weapons, we're supposed to again look up at the Patriots in the division, so say the odds makers. Well, so what? So who cares? So buttons. If the virus says okay, let's let the season play out. If God willing, we can have a season to play itself out. And, of course, the Patriots fined. Well, they were fined a few dollars. How about another slap on the wrist? All they do is cheat. And you know what was going on. They were fined, like, what? Some pocket change and losing, a third rounder in next year's draft. And we're hoping it isn't a virtual draft. But they lose a third rounder for, get this, spying on the Bengals, a one-win team, during their game with Cleveland in December. They needed to spy on the Cincinnati Bengals? Well, of course they did. It's part of their DNA. The only thing that separates them from the Astros, they don't use garbage cans, but that doesn't mean they won't. New quarterback for New England, and that's the end of everybody else's season, especially the three other teams in the AFC East. It is all over. Why even play now? They have Cam Newton, 31, coming off the foot, the plant foot, coming off the shoulder, 31 years old, now going from very warm Tobacco Road to very cold Foxborough. I'm sure he'll adjust like nothing else. A new quarterback, new challenges for the New England Patriots to fool other teams. And so, by the way, with the top of the 10th inning, we're going to start the top of the 10th inning with a man on second. So how do we determine who is over there at second base in that top of the 10th inning? Well, we have to check to see who's leading off as the next half inning begins. The man on second base will be the guy who bats before him in the lineup. So, for example, if McNeil flies out to end the ninth inning, leaving Alonso in the on-deck circle, it'll be McNeil sent to second base when Alonso opens up the 10th inning. And yes, you can pinch run for McNeil, but him you don't pinch run for. But pinch running for that man at second base, that is a can-do. The Brooklyn Nets, and of course you know they open July 31st versus Orlando at 2:30 in the afternoon. We couldn't wait for the NBA after one day already. On July 31st, I mean, there are days where there are six or seven games. You couldn't wait for the NBA to get going. Then after like one day with six, seven games going on, you're going to say that's enough. Well, here's the thing with the Brooklyn. DeAndre Jordan, he tested positive. You probably know this by now. So he is not going to play. And the same with Dinwiddie. He has tested positive, and he doesn't think he's going to play. I don't think anything is official with Dinwiddie. But, again, you realize where we are in the standings with the eight games for seeding. And you have the Nets at number seven. They have a half-game edge on Orlando. And you might be curious, although it means nothing, that Orlando beat the Nets twice, January 6th, February 24th. On January 6th, Markelle Fultz had a 25-point night, including seven straight in a 15-1 run in the fourth quarter. The Nets were down 16 in this game in the first half, and they took a lead that they did not hold on to in the fourth quarter. And the Nets went ahead by a couple of points, but Fultz with a layup, and another layup, and a three, and it was 101-89 in Florida. And then for the other time, they only played twice, and Orlando won twice. At the Barclays Center, a 115-113 win for Orlando with the Magic, with their biggest comeback of the season. The Nets had blown a 19-point lead. They gave the Magic 74 points in the second half. And the Nets had won at the time five straight at home, and this was the biggest comeback for Orlando. And where Orlando is right now is in the eighth seed, and the Nets in the seventh seed with a half a game. So the Nets are either going to play Milwaukee if they fall into that number eight seed after their eight games, or they're going to take on Toronto. The number is the number seven seed. So whether Dinwiddie plays or not, whether DeAndre Jordan plays or not, it really isn't going to matter too much. And, of course, the Metropolitans, the Yankees have they're going to have 60 when all is said and done by July 3rd. They have 58 at the moment. With 33 pitchers in that 58. The Mets have named, coming into today, 45, and now they have added three. Hunter Strickland and Melky Cabrera and Gordon Beckham. So, I mean, now they have a 48. And again, you can get up to 60, and then you have to drop back down to 26 by the time the 60 games are over. And one other thing about Black Lives Matter on the courts in Orlando at Disney World, I have no objection to that. They're going to play. Those who are going to play and are able to play, the virus notwithstanding, I mean, I don't have any argument with that at all, with the Black Lives Matter on the court. And, of course, a number of the NBA players also want to have sayings on the back, as long as it isn't with expletives, as long as it isn't somewhat out of line with going too far with any kind of protesting messages. What I mean by that, expletives, anything that would be construed as offensive to anyone, blacks or whites or browns or anyone. But I certainly don't have any objection to that. It's a kind of a surreal year to begin with. And, of course, there is with the protesting, that is out there, and if the NBA players want to have a message or two on the back of their jersey, fine. You know, in other words, they're not going to be with the NASCAR type of drivers who have advertisements all over their body, all over their car. So if they want to play and do a little bit of peaceful protesting in the process, playing basketball, then all well is good. And again, with DeAndre Jordan and Dinwiddie, I think that makes it 18 NBA players out of a little over 300 who have been testing, who have tested positive. I mean, they haven't even gone for any rebounds. They're not even sweating that we know of. They just have tested positive. It is going to be so, so iffy to not only start the season when they want to, and we're talking about the NBA, and we're talking about with the baseball, and you know about Zimmerman and Ross from the Nationals. They're not going to play. They're thinking of their families, and you have to respect that, of course. I mean, even with the prorated salaries over 60 games, they're giving up, I mean, what little bit of money they can make. They're thinking of the virus, and I doubt even if there are going to be players, of course there will be players, but how can you have 100% peace of mind? And of course it's all about money. We know that there are billions, not millions, but billions of dollars at stake, what with television. And so money is dictating that these games go on, even with the great risk and even with the doctrines of health and safety and martinizing and sterilizing and homogenizing. Still, the virus, has had its way and peaking in a number of states. So, again, you just pray and wish that once these games get underway, that everybody can stay as safe and sound as possible and conclude a season, which, if you stop and think about it, you know some players are going to test positive, God forbid, but it seems very, very likely. Without even playing, we have 17, 18 NBA players already with the testing of the positive. You can only imagine 10 minutes into a game, a shot is off the rim, and here's about four or five guys going for the rebound. Is that social distancing? And with the sweating, you can imagine. All right, we have a number of things going on with Cam Newton. I guess that means the New England Cheaters. And I guess that means there it's going to be another Super Bowl championship, as Belichick is going to prove without Shady Brady that he can win with Cam Newton. Cam Newton, look out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.